Hey guys, Christy Smith, 4-star senior Pirelli instructor here, coming to you from my home at Savvy Dreams Acres here in central Iowa. Today, I wanted to talk to you about what I consider to be the components needed for harmony. I have an acronym that I use to help you remember that is BRAVE, B-R-A-V-E. I will be completely upfront with you. I borrowed some of these components, concepts from Brené Brown's strategy for wholehearted living. Her acronym is BRAVING, and mine is simply BRAVE, B-R-A-V-E. So let's just get started. The B in BRAVE stands for boundaries. And I think what's most important about boundaries is to understand that it's two-sided. And when I'm talking about boundaries, the first part of that is that I am able to communicate with my horse what's acceptable to me and what isn't. That starts at a basic level around personal space and grows beyond that into more obscure concepts like the difference between acting like a prey animal and acting like a partner. It's okay with me for you to act like a partner. It's not okay with me for you to act like a prey animal. And on the opposite side of that coin, then my horse then has the ability to tell me the same. And I'm sure if she could use words, she would say the same thing for me. It's okay for you to act like a partner, but it's not okay for you to act like a predator. And then she also has the ability to tell me where she likes to be petted and scratched and loved on and where she doesn't. And I owe it to her to honor her boundaries as well. So it's a two-way street, boundaries. And the other thing about that is that I want every movement from me to mean something. Whether it's a friendly thing and it means, you know, just hang out and enjoy, or if I'm being more deliberate with emotion, I want my horses to respond to that. So that takes me into the next letter of our acronym, the letter R, which stands for reliable. So in order for my boundaries to be meaningful, they have to always be meaningful. So I have to be reliable with my boundaries. My boundaries need to not move or change unless the situation calls for some kind of negotiation in the matter, right? My horse and I can gradually decide together that a boundary we have set in the past no longer works for us, but that's something that we have to do gradually and with some care and caution. It can't just be all of a sudden I decided that I changed my mind and now I expect you to read my mind and know that I changed my boundary. So reliable means being consistent and in some ways a bit predictable, all right? Because consistency is a tool for learning, whereas the opposite though is the variety is the spice of life, but not when it comes to boundaries, okay? Our boundaries need to be reliable. Then the A stands for accountable, and that means that I own the results I get with my horse, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. If it's good, I take the credit, and if it's bad, I'll take the blame, all right? Both sides of that coin as well. I own our results. My horse is only capable of doing one of two things. Either she does what I asked her to do, or she does what she thinks she needs to do to either get through or get past a certain situation. So if I'm not getting the results I want, it's up to me to present it in a different way and try to figure out why she doesn't understand me or why she's unable to respond in the way I was hoping for. It could be that she needs more information. It could be that I didn't get her into a learning frame of mind. It could be that she just simply doesn't understand what I mean. So it's up to me to change it, all right? I can't expect her to be any calmer, smarter, braver, or athletic than I am. So I go first. That I'm the leader, that means I'm gonna model the way and I will hold myself accountable for the results that we get together. The V stands for vulnerability. And I think that one of the most important things we can do as horsemen is to really embrace how vulnerable we are in this relationship. I might have the stronger and more developed frontal lobe, but my horse has a much stronger physicality. So if she made a choice that was in an effort to remove me from her back, there wouldn't be a whole lot I could do about it. Maybe some of you are better riders than I am, But I think that if any one of my horses decided that she didn't want me up there, that choice would happen. So what that does for me, though, is along with vulnerability comes a great level of gratitude and appreciation for every safe and fun ride that I do have. And I never take that for granted. Each and every ride is a gift, and it's one that my horses give to me on a regular basis. But I'm also very diligent about safety protocols and making sure that each and every ride is done from a perspective of owning and embracing my vulnerability. And then the E, my friends, stands for energy and effort. So by energy, I mean that my horses are not only capable of watching my body and assessing what that means, but they also have a sensory perception for my thoughts and emotions. So if I feel like I'm being misunderstood, I can't just focus on whether or not I'm performing the technique correctly, but do I have the right attitude and emotional perspective in order to be able to present myself in a way that helps my horse understand me, all right? So own that. Recognize that your horse reflects back to you who you are being in the world in that moment. And if you don't like the reflection, nothing to worry about, just change it. You can change that reflection anytime you want, okay? And then effort stands for you can't expect results if you're not putting in the time. So it's so important to understand that horses need us to spend time with them in between big events, in between trail rides, in between horse shows, in between farrier visits. It's important that the expectations we set for any one of those events is based on the amount of time we've spent with them in between those events. So, you know, I'm not telling you to beat yourself up or feel bad because you haven't put in the time. Just adjust your expectations. I know that it's an extreme privilege for me to get to earn my livelihood by, you know, learning how to better communicate with horses and then sharing that with you guys. However, I know that's not everybody's situation, and that we all just do the best we can with the situation we have. I haven't got to spend very much time with my horses in the last 3 weeks because it's winter here in Iowa, and I don't have an indoor facility yet. So it's been really challenging for me. I've started to feel a little bit of cabin fever. But, you know, the next time I play or even get to ride with my horses, I will adjust my expectations based on the amount of time it's been since our last ride. I think that a good rule of thumb is to expect that 2 rides a week is maintenance. That's the really the most you can hope for. If all you can put in is 2 rides a week, you're achieving maintenance. If you want to make progress, if you're trying to achieve a goal or prepare for an event, it would be better to squeeze in 3, and 4 would be even better still. So really take that into account when you are deciding or hoping for what outcomes you might achieve with your horse today, okay? So there you go, guys. Go forth and be brave. And once you learn how to embrace and embody the components of brave, you will get to experience harmony. And I can promise you one thing, there is nothing like it on the planet. You will love each and every moment of it. There's not a better feeling out there. So I hope that my words have helped you some today. And feel free to shoot me a voice message if you have any questions whatsoever. I sure would love to hear from you. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.